Don't forget how you felt. One Saturday morning, a mother woke up to the delightful aroma of pancakes and coffee brewing. She could also hear her two young children and her husband fixing breakfast in the kitchen. When she went down to breakfast, she sat for a few moments on her husband's lap and gave him a big hug for his thoughtfulness in fixing breakfast. Later that afternoon, Mom and Dad got into a pretty loud argument in the bedroom. Their four-year-old son appeared at the bedroom doorway. He said, "Mommy, try to remember how you felt this morning when you were on Daddy's lap." Some years ago, a technique in counseling was called brief therapy. The therapist would ask a couple who seemingly had nothing but barriers in the relationship to think of a time recently or in the past when their walls were not up and they were communicating. The counselor then had them talk out why things were going right in those situations and what made for such good communication. Their deeper feelings back then were discussed. I started using this technique of counseling myself with the couples that I was seeing, and I had great success with it. I have even gone back to remember what my own deep feelings were before, during, and after my prostate cancer surgery. I don't want to forget how I felt. These feelings greatly help my spiritual life and my spiritual growth today. These were especially times when I felt very close to Jesus. These are treasures for me to build on with Jesus today.